Our health and temperance message, entitled I Need a Drink, continues as part two of two. The subject of temperance, in all its bearings, has an important place in the work of salvation. God's word declares, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." In health and in sickness, pure water is one of heaven's choicest blessings. Its proper use promotes health. It is the beverage which God provided to quench the thirst of animals and man. Drunk freely, it helps to supply the necessities of the system and assists nature to resist disease. Ellen G. White wrote first in the compilation book How to Live, and then included in Counsels on Diet and Foods, that thousands have died for want of pure water and pure air who might have lived. These blessings they need in order to become well. If they would become enlightened and let medicine alone and accustom themselves to outdoor exercise and to air in their houses summer and winter and use soft water for drinking and bathing purposes, they would be comparatively well and happy instead of dragging out a miserable existence. Pure water is soft water. It has no minerals. Distilled water is the most pure form of water, and because it has no minerals, the softest form of water. The process of distillation of water, as designed by God, involves, first, the evaporation of water vapor from the oceans, which are polluted by salt, minerals, runoff from the land, and decaying biological matter from living organisms in the oceans, seas, and rivers. Second, the condensation of water droplets in the cooler air of higher altitudes, and the subsequent precipitation that we receive as rain. We are mostly water. A typical young male adult human is 60% to 70% water. The lymph system is 95% water. The kidneys are 83% water, as is also the blood. The lungs are 80% water. The heart is 79% water. The spleen is 76% water. The muscles and the brain are each 75% water. The liver is 72% water. The cartilage, as in your nose and ears, is 55% water. And even your bones are 22% water. A reduction of this water content by even as little as just a 2% drop in body water can contribute to fuzzy short-term memory, make it difficult to do simple math, and cause trouble focusing on reading a book or looking at a computer screen. Perhaps even our Bible study time would improve if we drank enough water. Our portion of water content varies considerably with age, which might help explain why, as we age, we lose the abilities to remember and even reason as effectively as we once did when we were younger. Newborn babies are 80% water, as any mother or father can readily testify. This decreases with age until, as adults, we are 55% to 60% water. But wait, there's more. As we age, our water ratio continues a slow decline to levels of 50% to 55% when we are in our final years. How much water should we drink? 6 to 8 8-ounce glasses of water per day for the average person. The simple rule is to drink enough water to make the urine colorless and odorless once per day. When should we drink our water? Do not drink with your meals or for a half hour before or after the meal. Water drunk with the meal slows the digestion process by diluting saliva and the stomach enzymes. 2 glasses of room temperature or mildly warm water drunk first thing in the morning do more to revive your brain and muscles than any caffeinated or sugary drink. You have been without water for over 8 hours. You are dehydrated, and your muscles and nerves do not work well without proper water levels. My personal hint? Always leave a cover over a glass of water to prevent the air from turning the water stale. This is why bottled water tastes so much better. What are some signs that your body is lacking water? Headaches and lightheadedness, bad breath and dry mouth, constipation and other digestive issues, fatigue and lethargy, joint and muscle pain, and accelerated heartbeat. There are no better alternatives to water for our health and happiness. None. Tap water often contains too many contaminants and added chemicals to keep the water safe to drink. Cow's milk is meant for baby cows. It contains too much fat, calcium, protein, and even mucus cells. Fruit juice, while convenient, is high in sugars and reduced in the original fiber. Many so-called fruit drinks are even further reduced in actual fruit content while retaining the high sugar content. Sodas are high in sugar or alternative chemical sweeteners and are acidic by nature. Coffees and teas, like sodas, have caffeine and bitter taste that typically require the addition of optional fats, creamers, and sugars to make them palatable. Alcohol is not only a depressant to the nervous system, but is also a desiccant, which takes water away from the body. Any beverage that has contaminants or additives such as minerals, flavors, acids, sugars, alcohol, and others is simply polluted pure water. Public health researchers at Harvard University showed that people who drink 2 or more sugar-sweetened beverages a day have a far greater chance of dying early than people who drink 1 or less a month. Now this is a soda, sport drinks, and sugar-sweetened fruit drinks. Some people are predicting that this report will mean the death of soda, that people are going to stop drinking soda. But since when have people given up bad things? It was stated a few years ago that processed meat causes cancer. Sales weren't affected at all. A simple change, don't drink sugary drinks, will lengthen your life. There are simple things that you can do for your health. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." There are about 10 teaspoons of sugar in 1 can of many soda drinks. more in others. Are we going to change? People know that smoking kills, yet they still smoke. Alcohol is an industry that has blood all over its hands, but alcohol sales are still strong. If you ask, "Will this affect my salvation?" you are absolutely asking the wrong question. The question is this: there are simple things that we can do to honor God, but are we willing to do them? These are some of my collected water wisdoms. If your back is hurting for no apparent reason, such as lifting a heavy object, your kidneys may need more pure water to function. Hunger between meals or before bedtime can be quieted by drinking a full glass or two of room temperature water. That sluggish feeling upon waking in the morning can be corrected by drinking 2 glasses of room temperature water first thing. While ice cold water feels good in the instant, your body actually becomes hotter from having to warm it up to your internal temperature. Your body simply needs room temperature water with which to cool your body through evaporation. Take a breath through your nose. Do you feel the cool tingle in your nose? That is water evaporating, cooling the inside of your nose so that germs, both bacteria and viruses, cannot live and grow there. When you feel the inside of your nose, not cool, but rather feel warm when you breathe in, that can be a sign of a cold starting. Your body needs more water, both to cool the nose and to also thin the blood so that the white blood cells can more easily move around to attack and kill the cold virus. A recommendation is to drink 1 8-ounce glass of water every 10 minutes for a total of 6 or 7 glasses over a 1-hour period. The downside to this treatment is that you will need to urinate often for a couple of hours, but your urine will become clear and your nose will become cool again. Prognosis: if caught early enough, the onset of the cold may be avoided, or at least the duration and severity of the cold may be reduced. After I ceased using milk, I noticed that my sweat, especially underarm, became much less odoriferous, and so I stopped using underarm deodorants and antiperspirants. That was more than 30 years ago. I also noted that, as I increased my use of water as my primary beverage, that my olfaction, sense of smell, improved. This increased my ability to taste and appreciate simple foods prepared without spices and oils. And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts." And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Thank you.